every dive. Anything is important with the more time. She said, thanks for getting that honey. Oh, do you know?
You need to put this, you need to turn this on silent. Because I just painted my nails. That's the only thing I've changed about myself. And throw that, that's right, throw it into traffic, this thing of mine.
Get that shit out of here.
I know.
We don't need no phone up in the...
No, I'm literally talking to a phone right now, which is you guys.
We don't need no phone up in the...
So what's up?
I was just going to say...
You?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
I love what you have been doing with your style, your aesthetic.
Thank you. It's like a vintage Bob's garage and towing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of green. This shirt is like something you would wear, I find.
You've got a bit of a Bob going on yourself, wouldn't you say?
What do you mean?
You've got like a bit of like a... I don't know how exactly to say it. You've got like a fresh kind of new look.
Fresh kind of new look. I don't know what you're saying to me. My haircut.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. I went back to blonde. I was like not feeling the brown.
Yeah.
Like I was saying a couple of episodes earlier, I was like, I'm in my ugly era,
mm-hmm.
but maybe it's my funny era is what it is. But this, now I'm entering the hot era again. It's summer. Hot girl summer.
For sure.
I'm single.
I love it. I love what you have done with it.
For the audio listeners only, I have this hilarious wig on and everyone's gonna be laughing. Here we go. I'm gonna just peel that off for you.
Oh, I thought you were gonna keep it on.
What? I honestly probably should have because now I think my hair looks even worse.
Let me get like a side like...
No, I have a really... What's it called? Not a cupid's bow. A...
Widow's peak?
Widow's peak.
No, you don't.
I have my hairline starts back here.
No, it doesn't.
That's why it bangs. It literally does. It literally does.
It's not a widow's peak.
Whatever. I have like Polish, like my dad has, you know what I mean?
You have a very solid.
Like balding.
No, you're not. I don't have the best. We've talked about that.
You have the best face and ass I've ever
it's
seen.
It's actually not terrible. You know, it's like I can kind of like go like this with it, whatever.
You have great hair.
Good hair. Thick.
Yep.
Thick Italian hair.
Yeah.
But I didn't
thick,
I didn't quite get the, and it's not even a receding hairline. I just didn't get the like Brad Pitt straight across the forehead hairline, which is okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
However, I might go see our people in Turkey that we talked about in the previous one. So that.
Right. Which we were talking about, which I also want to reiterate. If you have an insecurity and you want to fix that insecurity, do your fucking thing. But if you're trying to lie to people and say, I'm an 8-year-old woman, but actually I'm 20, there's my problem with you.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yes. So if you want to get work done, listen, do your fucking thing. I might get my... what would I get done? I've never had braces. I get made fun of that. I have acne sometimes right here, little acne right here.
But what you can't do.
You can't get work. What would I get done?
I don't know. What's the
like
one?
Like I'm insecure about like my weight sometimes.
What's the
like
famous one?
Things.
What's the popular one right now?
What?
It's like, starts with a B.
BBL?
No.
Oh.
It's like just face.
I don't
something.
Need that, honey. Honey, I don't need that.
What's it called? A buccal something another?
Oh, for like
what is
jaw?
That? Is it jaw?
Or like...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know
jawline.
What it's called. I don't
I know what you mean. I don't... I think we... I mean, some weeks in the winter months...
Will you open the door?
I need one, but if I... Yeah, sure. Just let me finish this thought.
Yeah.
But usually I think I like my jawline.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
You have a great one.
No, I mean, I like your jawline.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I do like mine also.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Wait, first, first thing, I just painted my nails, so I'm going to ask you to reach into my pocket. It's a surprise for you. And only the real ones will know the surprise.
Like they'll know it ahead of time. They're like, oh, I know
what it is. No, no, but they're going to get what it is. Okay. Because I painted my nails. So now you're going to have to reach in my pocket, which is a bit weird. It's a little tight.
Which pocket?
This pocket.
Okay.
And you have to really get in there. There is a dollar in there, but that's not what the surprise is.
As Veronica would say, for the audio listeners only, I'm digging into
this. This is
pocket.
Kind of, Oh my God. This is sexual.
I'm getting something here.
That's a dollar. That's not what we're looking for.
Okay. That's a dollar.
Yeah. Now you're going to really, it's small.
I might have to stand up.
Yeah. It's very small.
Okay. Pardon that. Here we go.
The Koronica stands are thriving right now. They're fucking screaming.
Is there actually something in here?
Yes, there is. Where is it? Maybe it's the other pocket.
Oh, come on. You didn't just make me do that.
No, where is it?
Oh, here it is. It's a spring.
It's my little spring.
You knew that was in your pocket?
I put it in there to surprise you. Will you put it in your pocket back in?
That's your spring,
but
not
my
mine.
Spring, I found it.
I can't believe how obsessed you are with that little thing.
It's my little anxiety spring, everybody. And this is a dollar.
Do you have? Okay,
remember
actually,
I forget which episode it is. Someone to say what it is. There's a little spring. Fun. Did you get a little out of there? And I love my spring. It's my little anxiety spring.
Which it's such like this would give me more anxiety to play with. I feel like.
What do you mean? You can swallow it. It's that tiny. Okay.
It's so small, this little thing. Here you go. Play with it.
I do have another thing to... Okay.
Well, real quick on anxiety stuff. Go ahead. I have this thing where I like to carry around... This is You know when they had those little, like, not fidget spinners, but those little fidget cubes that have, like, little clicks and presses and buttons and things? So you could just, like, carry it around and just kind of, like...
No, because you showed me a picture. Actually, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So... Basically, I'm pretty sure it's called a fidget cube. And basically, it just has a bunch of little things on it for you to click.
I've never seen that. I love that.
Really?
It's not exactly my little spring, but it's
on and off switch, buttons, little things to flick around, just things to press and whatever. And you can just kind of fidget with it and play around with it. I notice sometimes I do like to carry a pen in my pocket just in case I need a pen. Not even in my pocket. I put the end of it... out of the pocket kind of thing. Some real nerd style stuff.
Okay.
And I notice sometimes when I'm in groups of people and maybe there's conversation being had that I'm not necessarily a part of, I'll pull out the pen and I'll just start kind of clicking it or kind of like flipping it around with my finger, doing a little something. And then I'm like, I realize that I'm doing that and I go, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I'm not that guy. I'm not a weird guy like that who's like...
But you are.
But then I am. I just am.
It's just sensory.
And I've accepted it.
It's soothing.
Yeah, it is.
It's like having your own bedroom.
So
a little
pen,
cave.
A pen to me is spring to you. Which I'm pretty sure that spring
is part of a pen.
Came from a pen.
What
question do you have?
Have you seen the new... Okay, wait, first off, just a little drink. I'm having an emergency. What?
I just like this. This is good. Keep going.
I'm having an emergency. I'm having a throat coat. Kyle's having a water. Because mommy, I'm mommy, he daddy. Sometimes we switch. Actually, I feel I'm more daddy. He's mommy. So call me daddy. Daddy.
I'm daddy, but that's all right.
I have a little tickle in the throat. And once again, I looked it up. It's due to stress. So once again, I'm having symptoms due to my stress. I message my therapist. Hey, I'm looking to book a session again. I'm feeling a little like maybe we could
feeling
do a session.
A little meh.
I'm not even feeling meh. I'm just feeling tired. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
Normal. I know what I need to do. And I know what he'd tell me. He'd say, chill.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like this, fuck you. Like, yeah, you in fucking what degree? You in what army? Army of therapists? You should journal.
Yeah.
You should breathe. Do the breathe, square breathing. Mm-hmm. In for four, out for four, hold for four.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
He just raised his price by $100. I'm good. I'll just die early. I'll just die early.
Who needs it?
there is someone that is my in my life who is anti-therapy.
Who? Just say it and we'll bleep it out. Tell me.
I'm not going to bleep it out, bro.
Just tell me and I'll bleep it out. Or Connery will bleep it out. Just go like this.
The girl. Stop. I can't say. Cut all this. Cut every time.
Just bleep it.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anti-therapy. And we didn't get into it, but I'm curious. Because there are people that are like, I won't date any man unless they're in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But also I'm like, fucking, I have any problem, I have to go spend $300.
Mm-hmm. I've never done it. I've never had it.
You need it.
Maybe. I think it's definitely helpful. I think that there are a lot of, and I'm not saying that this should take the place of a therapist, but for some people, there are a lot of online resources and things that you can do by yourself, or
I think you have to let it out. I think that's the whole, you got to let it out. And then there's different kinds of therapy. I can already hear you motherfuckers typing. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Oh, experts on therapy. Oh, you shouldn't say that. Oh, we're all fucking self-righteous. We're hiding behind a keyboard, aren't we? I'm kidding.
Episode 34.
I'm kidding. Episode 34. I love you guys. I love you guys. I'm kidding. I'm giving it back to you. I'm giving it back
Episode
to you. Give it to me. I give it back to you.
34.
It's a friendship.
We are here with 34th
year
episode.
Old Veronica Slikowska.
We are officially more than one third of the way to 100 episodes. We have two live shows left. No.
No, at this point.
When this one comes out, we've got one. Left. We're trying to book some more. We already said
in,
that.
In real time, in our time, we're leaving for Toronto tomorrow.
Yep.
And I'm so excited.
You guys know what to do. Smash the fucking like button. Hit that motherfucking subscribe. Hit the follow. Do the shit. Comment something nice down below.
And now
don't say anything.
Yeah, like button and subscribe and Patreon and very happy dude. Did you fucking say something?
Wow. We got to it this time in 12 minutes.
That. What?
Episode 34.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I think people like love that part. They're waiting for it. They're like, wait, what episode is this?
No, but
it's episode 34.
That always feels like the true start. You know, there's not really a structure to this thing at all. But if there is, there's like, the way I put it in my head, there's like the intro that we kind of just bop around for a second. We say episode 34 and we say hit the like button, subscribe. Right. Da, 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 da.
Yeah. I love when we talk about the podcast.
Yeah, we get
meta. I don't like that. I fucking hate it. I don't want to blow your mind.
Hey, you brought it up.
Listen, so here's the thing I want to talk about. The new Sabrina Carpenter song and the video featuring Barry Keoghan.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched it?
Yes. I do think it's pronounced Keoghan.
Do you think he's pronouncing my last name? No, I'm just kidding.
I've seen it.
Keoghan.
Yeah, Keoghan. I've seen it.
I apologize.
Do you know what I like about the video? I think it's cool that like A-list actor guy is kind of just dropped. Like he probably didn't get money for that. Maybe he got a little bit, but he's just kind of like pulling a little favor for his shorty.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, do you not know they're dating?
No, of course.
Like, I thought that's
her. What I like. I like that he's kind of just like.
Of course.
He's pulling a little
favor. What do you mean
favor?
She's pulling a favor.
He's pulling a little favor for her. He's like, oh, let's shoot a music video. You don't have to pay me for this baby.
But then they get more press and more people talking about them, which is exactly what they wanted. And it's working, isn't it? He goes to like all of her shows and he's obsessed with her.
Mm-hmm.
He's like this.
Mouth open.
But I did watch a TikTok
mm-hmm.
recently.
Okay.
Apparently, this is like whatever. Everyone's talking. Every single relation has overlapped.
What do you mean?
He's a cheater. So he's going, he's monkey barring. Is yes. what the term.
Of course.
But the video, the song, I'm obsessed.
Okay.
Please, please, please. Don't prove I'm right.
So hold on a second.
Yeah. It's all about like, don't embarrass me, you motherfucker, which is mm-hmm. about that probably.
Are we taking, like, was this like a reputable source on TikTok or is this kind of just like, it's
this
a girl?
Is a gossip.
Okay. Because I saw a TikTok the other day that said that the lottery, the US lottery, was created simply to entrap time travelers.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and say that is maybe not real.
But I saw this on TikTok, is what I'm saying.
Right.
And when I watched the video, I thought to myself, if they needed to do something, if the FBI, the CIA, it would be mm-hmm. the CIA, needed to do something in order to try to capture a time traveler, it's a good thing to come up with.
Yeah.
Hey, win $1 billion. Here's all you have to do is get these numbers right.
Come back.
So you go back in time, you get the numbers, whatever. You know what I mean?
What do you think's going on with the sharks?
What the fuck is up with that?
That? I don't... You've been seeing these things, right? The other day, two people got attacked by sharks in Florida.
Three.
Holy shit. That's really sad also, and I hope that they're all right. And
thousands of sharks.
Thousands. The videos. I'm sure... I mean, it's every single video on my algorithm. They're right by the shore. It's so insane.
Hundreds, if not thousands.
Because they're migrating, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's the actual...
Right here, we'll put a little something right here for people to see. Well, but here's the thing. Are they migrating? I actually don't know because...
Someone's like global warming, but I'm like, how... I mean, I'm like, first off, not real.
Mm-hmm.
Second off, a joke. You know what I mean? Like I'm stupid. So I'm like, but it's cold in the ocean.
Yeah.
So why do they need to move where the day is? And why are they moving? I'm sure there's an explanation. I'm just an idiot, but.
Experts say that there's been an increase in, sharks.
I could say that. I'm an
particularly
expert.
Larger sharks.
If you have two fucking eyes, you can see that.
The increase is due to repopulation efforts. Is that by them?
No.
Is that by...
Probably the... So now they're overpopulating sharks?
I guess.
Were they endangered?
Most people my age have experienced the last 30 to 40 years in a system that didn't have a lot of large sharks. That's because they were overfished and it took about 30 to 40 years of intervention when the federal government and state governments decided we needed to rebuild shark populations because we need healthy sharks for a healthy ocean.
Yes. Okay. So this is just normal.
I guess. I don't really understand.
Interesting.
We probably should have done our research ahead of time.
No, but yeah, but okay, so this is a good thing, but it's a scary thing. And now they're three in one day. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. There's a lot of sharks out there. It looks like something weird. Maybe it's...
My parents were just in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure maybe it's from Florida.
Do you have fears of ocean waters?
God, no. Like I love the ocean. That's why I'm like, and then someone's like, yeah, maybe stay out of the ocean. Then you won't get, stay out of their habitat. Then you won't get bit. I'm like, I think we can swim.
Yeah.
I think we're allowed to swim sometimes.
For sure.
By the shore. You know, we're not like we're not those massive ships. Cause they send, something like 80% of the fish population has like decreased.
Well, the
because of overfishing.
The ocean is very
and there's no sustainable
overfished.
Way of eating fish. Says that one documentary, but then it also got debunked.
Mm-hmm.
Have
you seen Sharknado?
No,
you haven't.
What?
It's about a big like tornado that I think this is what it's about. A big tornado that comes through the ocean and it like picks up a shark and it brings this shark. around this town via a tornado.
This got greenlit?
Yeah. It's one of those like, okay, so after we're really pivoting a lot
here. Is this 80s?
No, this is after movies like The Room and what was the other one that was kind of like...
Bad movies.
Bad. Where like... They're so bad that they get this following where people started to make movies intentionally bad in the style of The Room in attempt to also gain cult following, I think.
Yes.
Because that's how that movie feels. It feels like one of those movies
they made it on purpose. I'm like, that's pretty crazy because The Room, he funded himself.
Of course. Tommy Wiseau.
He's Polish.
Maybe.
Does that make sense? No, he is. Mm. He is. It's been proven.
Well.
Also, that accent.
That's Polish. Kind of where the...
Also, he looks Polish. He looks like an uncle.
It's kind of where the guy from Australia, our friend...
Yes.
...comes from.
Yes.
It's kind of like that.
Because well, I'm from America.
He says he's from New Orleans.
Yeah. I'm like...
He says he's from New Orleans. Yeah.
That's... Listen, he probably is. Like, he lives there. My parents have lived in wherever for... 30 plus years.
I don't think he lives in New Orleans.
So they're from there. They lived there longer than they've lived in Poland at this point.
But it's that style of thing.
Yeah.
You know, TikTok. It's okay. Just a little spill. There's the sharks. There's conspiracies about time travel and the lottery.
Ken Connery, can you slow-mo this?
There's,
can you slow-mo that?
There's gossip about... there's gossip about Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan. And then, of course, there's the infamous Dax Flame.
Okay, wait. Before we move, I'm not done with Sabrina.
You're not done.
Just let me okay. just.
You sure?
Maybe I'm dumb. Okay. I thought I was going to ask you something about your relationships and if you've ever, you know.
Let's talk about monkey barred. Let's talk about, I have never.
You've never monkey barred?
No.
Sometimes I feel like we got to get a bit more personal here.
I want to talk about Dax Flame.
Oh my God. Can you just open up for 2 fucking seconds?
I haven't monkey barred.
At all.
Never. I've never monkey barred.
Have you ever sent a DM that you're like, ooh, that was a bit.
No.
While in a relationship?
No.
You haven't?
Never.
I have.
I haven't.
I'm going to open up right here. I have. I ended the relationship very soon after.
And how did that feel?
Terrible, but I was out of it, but I hadn't been like out of it.
Like you were mentally out of it.
Yes.
You were emotionally out of it.
Yes.
But you weren't.
But we weren't like, there wasn't, okay.
You weren't lawfully
out of it. It wasn't emotionally cheating and it wasn't anything. It was just like, I had a little crush and then maybe we chatted on DM. Mm-hmm. But I think I had already expressed to this person that I was kind of like, I think we should take a break because I'm not really feeling it anymore.
And you were sliding?
Is this a red flag to you?
No. And you were sliding on someone else?
No, they were sliding on me. We met at a party and I did entertain it more than I should have for someone who was in a relationship.
Mm.
And then I did, break it off.
Because like that helped?
No. I was already kind of out of it, but yeah. And nothing happened with that person. It's not like I went and did something after with this person. I just like, whatever.
Yeah.
And I can admit that's wrong. And I can admit that I was young and wanted male validation at that time.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't really feeling myself at that time.
I've never gone thing to thing. It's always been... either relationship or fling, whatever it might be, pretty large stint of being single before going into another thing. Because the reason the whatever it was ends typically is more so just kind of like, I'm not like really in the right place to be dating right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this isn't working. I'm not really in the right place to be dating. So then... stop.
Have you DM'd more than one person at a time or like talked to?
Yeah, but even then I'm not like actually talking. I'm not like really being like
You're not much of a texter.
No, I'm not.
Because I remember when we became friends, post
Malone, post
Malone, our conversation to the airport,
mm-hmm.
where I asked you, this is, okay, well, we're going to catch some people up here. This is a little, the Chronica.
This was like what? We talked about this forever ago.
I don't think we did on our podcast. We talked about it on...
No, we did.
Tiger Belly.
I think we talked about it on ours.
Maybe. But reminder, refresher, Kyle and I had known each other for a month. This was 2 years ago, exactly July.
Mm-hmm.
And you're driving me to the airport and then I go and I'm looking forward and I go, have you ever thought about us as more than friends?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, yes. And I go, okay. And then I thought we would start texting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just going to blossom and flourish into a cute relationship. And you didn't want to text.
Mm-hmm. You're also seeing somebody.
No, I wasn't. I literally wasn't.
It's okay.
This person, I wasn't. This was a thing of, okay, now I look like a... let me set the record straight.
This is exactly how it went on Tiger Belly too.
This person had met me.
Mm-hmm.
We went on two dates,
mm-hmm.
and then they were like really trying to, and then it was 3 month gap before I was going to see them again. I met this person twice. They liked me and they were and then they became possessive later,
mm-hmm.
in a not cute way.
Mm-hmm.
Really not cute way.
He came to New York.
He was seeing his friends.
I know, but I'm just saying he was here when you were here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't tell him to come.
No, I know.
That's what I mean. I felt even from the beginning of that relationship, I shouldn't have been in it, or mm-hmm. whatever thing that was. I shouldn't have been in it because I don't know if anyone's felt this. It was like a pressure thing of like, this person's coming on really strong. And I'm like, kind of like, okay. You know what I mean? And then later I was like, oh, because he wasn't giving me any like emotional support or taking me on dates. Nothing. It was just like literally a possessive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you ever try and like be like, that's my girl after 2 days? And he was saying shit like that. And I was like, okay. I was like, but we're not, you know, or like trying to just live freely because I wasn't with this person. Or like at that time, I felt it wasn't, he didn't deserve
mm-hmm.
my undivided attention because he was not giving me anything. He always made me feel kind of insecure, in fact. And would always be like, I'm not ready for a relationship. Then what are you doing with me? Anyway, oh God, I can go on for hours, you guys.
Mm-hmm. This is a comedy podcast, by the way.
Oh, come on. People want to hear the fucking tea.
It's just labeled as that. This is just whatever.
But then I don't want to come across as whatever. But anyway, so that's when I was like, okay. And because you made me feel so like we had the best time together and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there was a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but the point is that we didn't text.
A texter.
And then, you can tell them what happened after that.
I'm not a texter, but I also don't like, I'm not that type of person to be like DMing and texting and like being really like flirtatious over messages.
It's because you're hot, so you don't have to put any effort in.
No, I just don't buy it. I don't know. It's just kind of like, I don't know, just say it in person. Go hang out.
We weren't going to see each other. I was moving to
LA. No, I'm not talking about
LA.
That. I'm talking about in general. I'm talking about when you're,
I did say it in person.
Like, just go hang out with the person. I'm talking about in general. I'm not talking about
us,
the airport and whatever. Okay, I'm talking about,
I don't know.
If you're interested in somebody, go on a date with them. If they're not in your city, whatever, I don't even know what to say. It's like...
So what was your thought process in that moment after?
You were leaving. I don't know. We don't have to break this down on here.
I'm actually just asking.
I don't know. I truly don't know. So many things...
You're not in trouble.
I know. I understand that. So many things have happened since... summer of 2022? And now I don't remember things.
You like, don't remember us having that conversation.
I remember that. I don't remember what I was thinking for the next month afterwards.
But you clearly made a decision.
I also totally messed up and for the last however long haven't been journaling. So I can't even go back and look at how I was feeling on things like this.
But you, come on, you remember a little. I remember I was like, I'm not going to go. I'm not chasing something that doesn't want me. Stop.
No, I don't know. I truly don't know what was in my brain or what I was thinking afterwards. After I dropped you off at the airport and whatever, and we had that conversation, I probably went and then was thinking about it for some time. And then you were gone for long enough that...
Fizzled.
No, I just got distracted.
Feeling faded, didn't it?
By work. I was very, very, very busy with all of the things that I was doing and consumed.
No, I get it.
With work and stuff.
No, yeah. No, I get it.
But to get back to the beginning of this conversation, I don't monkey bar. I don't hop from one thing.
And then you let it fizzle. And then
next,
we never,
like supposedly,
we never went back to that. We never,
like supposedly Barry did.
We never went back to that.
Yeah.
So what I think what people understood from this conversation is, number one, Veronica's a cheater monkey bar fucking, I guess I've cheated twice. I'm just being open and honest, guys. Sometimes we need to reflect and go, because no one is perfect here. I am someone who admits my flaws, I think, pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do anything really wrong in either of the situations. Complex, people are complex. And what they also gathered is you were not interested in me. And then we let it fizzle. And then I arrived in New York and we've been friends ever since and coworkers.
Friends and coworkers ever since.
There was something, but it's completely died.
Speaking of dates.
What?
Can we talk about Dax Flame now?
Oh my fucking God.
What?
Okay.
So I just wanted to say, because we're on the topic of TikTok.
Yeah.
What we're seeing. I can't get enough of the man Dax Flame. And also—
A revival.
This is someone that I've known about for—
Ever.
Years.
Of course.
High school.
High school. Then he did 21 Jump Street. Then he did Project X. He had a moment.
But even those, I don't even really remember him that much from 21 Jump Street and Project X.
I know he was in it, but I don't
remember that specifically. I just remember all of his YouTube videos. He featured on a Smosh video.
Yeah.
Like he was YouTuber who I was watching. And then a few years ago, he started doing this thing called Smoothie Madness.
Yes.
You remember that?
Kind of flopped, right?
It like didn't go. I remember watching it and thinking it was funny because he's trying to do this, like he's playing on the YouTube game show style thing of like, come on here and potentially win money. Kind of like the Mr. Beast style things. But then he gives away like $100 to the people that he has as contestants. And it's
still a lot.
But it's really like low produced and not good. And it was like kind of going. And then like a year ago, he had this like YouTube thing where he was posting these 1 minute videos that were like, I've officially hit rock bottom. I'm starting over, starting a new life. They're all like titled all these things that were just like, what is this guy going through? And then out
also
of nowhere.
Anthony Fantana doing the, reviewing the Brad album.
And then out of nowhere, he's just like the king of TikTok. Here it is. I didn't, difficult update where I've been. I didn't want to talk about this. Life update. I made a mistake.
Wow.
Why I lied. Fixing my reputation. Forgetting my past and moving on. A new chapter.
Okay.
I learned a lot today. I hit rock bottom. All of these videos that are like that. And then suddenly he's doing these TikToks and Instagram reels that are just so good.
Oh, he's a genius. And it's just a testament to like never giving up. Just keep going. You'll find it again. It's not just a fluke. You know what I mean? I do want to watch one of these.
His last video. Strangers decide who wins $70.
The most random.
And he's got three people.
Wow. I love this.
In a room.
Okay, I have a bit of a Dax Flame story.
So you've met him.
I debated telling the story, but
I just need to know.
Okay.
How much
I don't think he
is real.
I don't think he remembers this.
Okay. But how much of this is real? How aware?
Well, okay, wait. Because this is the, let me.
Okay.
May I?
Yes, you may.
This was 8 years ago.
Wow. 8.
Yeah. I mean, everyone now knows how old I am, I think. So I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, you were 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
21 maybe, because I think I could drink.
Okay.
And so I'm on a family trip with my family in LA. We've never been, you know, I've always wanted to be an actor, whatever, cringe city. And I'm in LA and I'm with my friend Sam. And who's like in my videos and stuff sometimes. And we are, we're like, yo, we gotta fucking like do this LA shit. Like we're on a family vacation. We're doing like the Universal lot. We're doing like the LA tourist things. And I'm like, I'm gonna go on Tinder and like fucking let's like go out with some guys. And I match with Dax Flame. And I had no idea. Like who I knew I recognized him and yeah. I was like, this guy's a comedian. I don't know like from what, couldn't piece it together. And so we meet at this bar. I wish I remember what, oh my God, it might have been 19. No, maybe it was Red Lion. No, I don't know. We meet at this bar and he's not, first off, I think he's a genius. I think he's, what he's doing is killer. Like really, really, really sick. And yeah, we meet at this bar. And then shortly after, I think we left, like nothing really happened. But then it came together and I was like, oh fuck, this is that guy. And then whatever, we got drunk. Or Sam and I got drunk. We're like, ah, and we just left somewhere else. But I feel bad because I don't think we ever spoke after that. But mm-hmm. Now we are mutuals on Instagram. I don't know if he remembers this and I'm sorry, Dax.
He's not going to see which this. Is,
I don't, I mean, I hope he doesn't, but also I don't.
On Tinder.
But this is my apology. The world is very, very, very small. He went on a date with this Canadian girl and then who, like truly the world is so fucked. Like I would have never thought that I'd be a comedian online then. And then now, you know what I mean? I'm like, and then we're both,
yeah.
I don't, kind of in the same sphere.
Was his name on Tinder Dax?
No.
Or was it his?
It was his real name.
Given name, Madison Petrello.
It was his real name. So I just was like, oh, like how, I truly was like, I just didn't really, I kind of was like, oh, this guy's familiar, but it had nothing to do with that. And then like later, or I was like, okay, I think he's like an alt comedian or something. And then, but anyways, That's my story there. And I feel really terrible, but I wasn't really looking for a boyfriend at that time, especially in LA.
Yeah. Can I watch?
So now I reignite the flame.
Yeah. The Dax flame. Can we just watch this one video that he posted yesterday?
I feel like I'm coming across like as such a player and like DMer, but please, now that everyone knows I'm 28 years old, I've had a long life and
okay. Watch this together.
A long romantic life.
We'll put it here also for everyone to see. This is titled Comedy in Public.
Okay. So tired.
Alrighty then. I'll be there in just a second. Guys, come on. The jet's about to take off. Hey, it's the favorite spot for every guy to sit whenever their girlfriend's taking too long shopping.
He's just playing with a lighter.
It's a great character, but is it a character?
That's what I'm saying.
That's where I was a little confused as well.
Hello.
But he's aware. You know what I mean?
He must be.
He is. I think it's just like some Kaufman shit where he just is.
So thank you for watching.
Yeah, that's good. No, and he's good. Fuck. He knows. He knows.
He has to, right?
I think it's Kaufman. I think he's like kind of a genius.
So he's just...
I'm investing. I'm putting stock into Dax Flame.
He has just taken his true and honest personality and turned it into...
Well, isn't that what we all do?
And turned it into something.
Yeah. It's really good.
But
it's
he's
really
aware.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love it. It's a... right now, it feels like his biggest revival yet.
Yeah. No, I'm pumped for him. I think he's in the pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really funny. I have to pee.
This is on topic to that. I was going to say, we went to IKEA yesterday.
Okay.
And I go into the bathroom and there's this thing.
I have to pee bad.
That
it's like a nine.
That I was wondering if you knew about. Because it's such like a guy thing that I don't think about, and I don't think guys really think about
it. It's turning into a 10.
But there are these urinals that are water free. So you don't flush them. You don't have to do anything. There's not an automatic flusher. There's just no water in it.
Wait, what?
There's no water.
I have to be so bad and I can't talk about pee.
Okay,
go. Thank you.
I'm going to keep telling them about it.
Keep talking.
But I really want to know what your thought is about them. Well, I'll just say why I went to IKEA, right? So Veronica's moving into her new spot, and the good friend that I am, who has a car and also the strength to carry heavy furniture up the stairs, I decided to help Veronica move her stuff. Go to IKEA, move her stuff. Also, IKEA kind of has good food. The plant balls... I've always had just like the regular meatballs, but then Connery put me onto the plant balls from IKEA and I ate 16 of them yesterday at IKEA, which I know is probably too much, but it's plant. So it's good for you, I guess. I'm really just kind of stalling to get to this part of this guy stuff that I feel like us dudes, us boys, just don't really think about and talk about that girls I don't think even know exist. And I'm wondering if there's something similar that Veronica can tell me about in the same way. It's really strange to just talk to nothing. Okay, so basically...
I'm done.
No, I didn't. So there are these things,
okay.
The urinals. They're water-free. You don't flush them. I think they're made by Sloan, is the urinal company, if that makes any difference.
Okay.
But there's this little thing on each of them. It's either like a bumblebee or a shell or something like that.
Bathroom-themed.
It's right in the center.
Beach-themed.
Maybe. A bumblebee?
Oh. Summer-themed?
I don't know. Whatever. I don't think it's themed.
Whatever.
Bumblebee, shell, something. And it's right kind of like above where the opening on the urinal is. And its intent, I think, is that that's where you're supposed to pee. That's where you're supposed to aim. And whether or not that is the intention, I'm pretty sure guys just do it anyway. Because it's like a little thing. You like can aim at it in there. And I think it's so that when you do it there... the most force based on the concave of the urinal, it goes inside the little thing. It doesn't have to use water, right? But we never talk about that, that there's like this little thing.
We should talk about
right there.
Destigmatize.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's just a thing that like
peeing on a
guys,
plastic
because
bee.
We go into there, yeah. We know about.
Yeah.
But you'd have no idea that ever exists. And we would never tell you about it.
Why is it?
Because why would
thing.
We tell you
why
about
it? Why isn't it a target?
Good. Why isn't it?
Or why isn't it like guy stuff? Like, why isn't it like a truck? Or why isn't it like a chainsaw? You know? What the hecky? I don't have any brothers. I come from a household of 3 women and 1 man. But my dad a pussy. He's not.
It's not on
I
here.
I just wanted to say that. Maybe one person laughed from that. I think you're making this up.
I'm not.
There's no...
I want it. Okay, there it is.
What the hell?
So look, on the urinal...
It's that small?
Yes. There's a little bee, and it's just a little thing. Sometimes it's a shell, and you just pee at it. Because
what
why not?
What the heck?
Why wouldn't you? Why would you decide, even if you didn't know, there's no directions.
It's so small.
There's nothing that says, pee here.
Pee on the bee. I don't like that it's a bee, and I don't like that it's a shell, and I don't like that it's a dolphin. You know what I want it to be? I want it to be... The mask from Jim Carrey's The Mask.
Sometimes it's a fly.
That's disgusting because then you think it's real.
But either way.
But maybe, what would you want the target to be?
I don't care, but here we go. Here's a shell. There's one with a shell.
What would you want the target to be as a man?
A target. Because then it's clear. That's what you're supposed to do. But, you know, that's something that I've never talked to even another guy about. Obviously, I wouldn't bring it up like, hey, did you know that in urinals in the bathroom? Like just randomly.
Not like on a podcast, right?
So what I'm asking you is, are there things that...
Girl stuff? Not even
necessarily that's in a bathroom.
Right.
But that's just so like...
You would have never known?
Yeah, it's just like...
Like women...
It's just there and it happens all the time and whatever. And you would never even think to bring it up or talk about it.
Okay.
That guys probably just
nipple hair for women.
Wouldn't know about it. Well, guys know about that.
Really?
I feel like, yeah.
Maybe. I feel like, whatever. I pluck those sometimes. I'm trying to think. Fuck, that's a good one. A Diva Cup.
Yeah, I definitely didn't know what that was.
I love my Diva Cup. If anyone who doesn't know what Diva Cup is...
Reusable
it's
tampon.
Where... No.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Because it's not a tampon.
It does what a tampon does.
No. Tampon absorbs it with... Tampon's material. It's like...
I know.
Cotton. It's very different. Very different sensation. Very different.
It gets the same job done.
Yeah, but so does a pad. It's not a reusable tampon. It's a... it's good for the environment. It's a reusable cup. You bend it. You put it up there. And it collects
you bend
a cup
it.
Full of blood.
You put it up there.
I don't want to explain this. Okay. Yesterday, my friend Allie and I were talking about, this is not, maybe, but.
No, I have
just
to pee.
No makeup days. How mm-hmm. like now it's like, that's, I'm like excited for those days.
Mm-hmm.
Like today's not a no makeup. Today I'm wearing a lot of makeup. I'm wearing no makeup, but. At night, I'm going to a concert,
mm-hmm.
and I'm really excited about it. And hopefully, we can tell you about it after. And so I know I'm going to be like beat tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so it's funny that women actually schedule kind of the no makeup days, which is kind of sad in a way.
Mm.
Maybe not. I'm not speaking for all women. I'm not speaking for all people. That's the thing I've noticed where I'm like really excited for the days I don't have to wear makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Even though most days I do because of whatever thing you're doing and you feel more secure about it. But I was like, wow. And then because I'm excited for my skin to breathe and to not have acne and all these things.
I am excited for the days I don't have to wear a hat and I can just actually like style my hair. Because instead when I wake up, it's just like messed up and whatever and blah, 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 blah.
Your hair's great.
I like when I can get out of the shower.
When's your haircut?
Do that. I don't have one yet. Couple of questions.
Okay.
From the Patreon. What were your, like as a kid, themed birthday parties?
SpongeBob. Yeah. Did I have like a Spy Kids? Barney, I loved.
You did these as themed birthday parties.
Oh yeah. And also my birthday, this is a trick question. My birthday is right around October 29th, right around Halloween. So almost every time it's a Halloween themed birthday.
I used to do kind of like, if we're talking kid, kind of the same thing every year. My friend and I had the same birthday. So we would have a joint birthday party And we either went to Dave and Buster's or Buffalo Wild Wings.
So you're always a gambler.
Or Buffalo Wild Wings.
What kind of wings?
Spicy garlic.
As like a 7-year-old?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Like, but I'm just like Dave and Buster's and Buffalo Wild Wings. Two things that, honestly, they're cousins, the two of them.
Yeah.
And that's what I was ripping. I was putting down, sometimes we'd hit both, I think, even.
Yeah,
we'd go to Buffalo Wild Wings and then head to Dave and Buster's. We wouldn't do that. There's no way. But putting down a bunch of wings and then going and winning a bunch of tickets to go get like a little prize, which was often maybe like, I was wanting to win.
It's not dissimilar to what we're doing now for your birthday, which is heading to Atlantic City.
The casino.
Going to Rainforest Cafe, then going to a casino.
That wasn't my birthday.
No, but might as well be.
Yeah. What did we do for my birthday this year?
We went to karaoke.
That's right. We did karaoke. And then I got sick for 3 weeks afterwards. Oh my God, I cannot believe
but
that.
Now I think that would be my gift to you is we go to fucking Atlantic City. Ooh. We hit the fucking...
Do you like roller coasters?
Dice. I used to.
I used to too. I used to be a roller coaster kid.
Yeah.
Like...
Fun. Because in Toronto, we've passed that place and you're like, that looks like... Because there's this place in Canada called Wonderland. Paramount. It used to be called Paramount's Wonderland.
Yes.
And then they sold it.
Yes.
But it used to be like Top Gun, the ride.
I mean, the same thing. Paramount Kings Island.
So I think we kind of grew up on the same roller coasters. I imagine they have the exact same design.
Maybe.
I think they do.
Top Gun, probably pretty similar.
Yes. You're in cars. No. Top Gun is
hanging.
Yes, hanging.
Jets.
Yes.
There was one.
I'm talking about Italian Job.
Oh, the Italian Job was cars.
With cars. And then there's like a moment where it's like hot flames.
Yeah.
And you go through a tunnel.
Yep.
So it's the same thing.
Same. I got into roller coasters because I think it was maybe third grade. And summer after third grade going into fourth.
Summer after midnight.
Yep. The first day of summer, my neighbor and friend, his name's Cullen. He was a new friend and I kind of wanted to impress him. He was a grade older than me. And he lived in the neighborhood. I wanted us to be cool. And he was like, do you want to go to Kings Island after we get out of school on this day? It's a half day, whatever. And I was like, yes, let's do it.
I would, but I'm a pussy.
And he goes, have you rode all these roller coasters? I was like, yep. I hadn't been on any of the ones that loop and turn and drop zone and all this stuff.
Wait, how old were you?
Third grade, fourth grade.
Okay.
And then I just ate it. I swallowed it. And I was like, I just have to do this now. Yep. And I was like shitting my pants scared to go on these roller coasters. And I fucking did it just to look cool.
Wow.
And then afterwards, I was addicted. I was like, so fun. I get it.
Yeah.
I get why.
It's a rush.
Yes. And
but now I feel like I would
every
pass
roller
out.
Coaster I wanted to do. When there was a new one at Kings Island, I was there on the day that it opened to get like the first rider t-shirt thing. Because they would give out a t-shirt to the first 1,000 riders. And I was there to get that. That type of thing.
What was it called? Ride Warrior? That's what we call them or something like that.
I don't know. We just had a pass.
It was like a theme at the Paramount. Is it Paramount as well? Yeah.
Yeah. And then in like seventh and eighth grade, I would get
the
gold pass.
Did you have the Paramount Mountain? In the center?
I don't think so.
There's a giant mountain that still is there. And it's like the Paramount sign.
Huh.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we had that.
Or they had Hanna-Barbera land?
Nope. What's that?
Like Flintstones, like old cartoons.
Oh, we had that, but it wasn't called that.
It was like the kids' world.
It wasn't called that.
Hanna-Barbera was like the production company.
I think what we had was like a... Because Paramount owns Nickelodeon, right?
Yes. So there's a SpongeBob ride. Like, did you go to the SpongeBob 3D ride?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. Lost the Pickle?
I don't remember if that's what it was.
Yeah, that's the one.
And then we had like a Nick Jr. zone that had like Nick Jr. stuff.
Oh, like Dora and shit?
And like smaller rides, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Flintstone stuff too.
Dora would walk around, but anyways. No, I can't do roller coasters anymore, I don't think. I think I'd be the person that would pass out on them. But same thing. But I was very admittedly a pussy and I'd be with my dad and my friend Chantel at the time. Which I don't even know where she is anymore.
You should hit her up. You should reconnect.
I have no idea how to find her. It's one of those friends where it's like, it's been so long. Like, I don't even know.
I've got those.
How.
Isn't that interesting like how that happens? Friends.
Yeah.
I can, like, what year, what grade?
From grade, maybe two.
Yeah.
Until grade six. She left in grade seven.
Crazy.
And then I was, and then, but I was always, I would always hide behind her. Like, she would always talk for me and I was really shy. And then when she left, I was like.
Yeah. I think about, I have some friends that left the school that I went to. I was friends with them from like kindergarten to like third grade.
Right.
But really close.
Yeah.
As close as third graders can be.
Yeah. And talking about real shit.
I think about them sometimes because I would go to their birthday parties. I was at their house.
Sleepovers.
Whatever. Yeah. And then suddenly they just were not a part of my life because they went to a different school or moved to a different state or something like that. And there's this one kid, Dakota was his name. And we were super tight. I have no idea where he went. Don't know his last name. I guess I could look it up in my elementary school yearbook. Mm. But it's just like all these kids and I have no idea. They're just... Yeah.
Probably ghosts. Probably ghosts.
They call that that feeling when you think about the fact that everybody's...
Nostalgia.
Kind of out and about living their own life, doing their own thing. Sonder.
Okay.
And then solipsism is where you think you're the only person that exists.
Jesus, I don't want to think about that. Fully.
So I think we've got some people to thank in this here episode today. Do you want to go ahead and kick off that music? Connery.
Woo!
And...
Woo!
Hello, hello. Will Haley introducing the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
I recall Central Park and Fall. Hi, low me, lovely crowd. How are we doing today?
Adele Dazeem! Adele Dazeem! I love you, Adele.
How are we doing today? Oh, you all look so pretty.
Oh, everybody.
What's wrong? Everybody.
You can be a different character. You can keep doing that. Okay.
Everybody, this is now presenting. Now, this is a show for everybody. This is a show for all the people that are about to be beheaded. Go. Do your thing.
Hello, everybody. Oh, I am so, so, so sad to see you all go. You said they're being beheaded?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sad to see you all go, but I am sure it is for good reason. Ah, yes, you have been serving this country now for some time, but something must have happened, in which case you now must lose your head. But just because you lose your head does not mean that you lose your life, for there is life beyond what we see here.
That's right.
Yes, and even though you may be in the afterlife with no head, you can still see.
I'm now presenting Boobalong, the girl group.
Off, off, off with your head. Dance, dance, dance till you're dead. Head to roll, head to roll, head to roll on the floor.
Okay. Thank you.
That was wonderful.
Now, Adele, it's time for your song.
So, what I was thinking for me song is that I could perform something to give... to honor all of these here that are losing their heads today. And so, with that, I will carry on, and here is me song. We say goodbye, we say hello... We must say farewell to ye people. We say goodbye,
We say hello, we must say farewell to the people.
Goodbye, Finn Bruce, goodbye, Sarah Lustrum, goodbye, Zanon, good night, Aaron Book.
Eric Book.
Goodbye, Hayden Kuhn, goodbye, Aiden Dubicki, goodbye, Lucy Walker Cox, and Bad Sick and Ashlyn Hay.
Goodbye. Hey, all people from to goodbye, Lily Wonderbun, goodbye, Andrew Aaron Giuliano, goodbye, Katie Chase, goodbye, Nelson Brooks, goodbye, Martin LeGrand, goodbye, Babadrinka, goodbye, Galana, Summer, goodbye, Hotline Ready, goodbye, Sunny Lake, goodbye, Sophie, goodbye, Kelly Lake, goodbye, Sophie Karowski, goodbye, Kelly Book, goodbye, goodbye, Diana Grayson, goodbye, Miles Lewis, goodbye, Louie, Louie, Louie,
goodbye, Haley Jeffers, goodbye, Haley Jeffers, goodbye, Susie Evers, goodbye, Daniel Farrington, goodbye, Poppy Davis, goodbye, Bellstone, goodbye, Loli, yeah, goodbye, Willie of One, goodbye, Coco, goodbye, Matt, Mia Bandimia, goodbye, Andre Sanchez, Ali, Jack, bro, we say goodbye.
Laura Strelitz, Horta McGroin, Hannah Newsom, Stink, Ray, Emily Faith, Ben Hare, Deals for Reels, Emma Like Sings, Martin Abagoria, Caspian, Antonio Mora, Josiah, Maggie Moran, Mackenzie, Troy and Haley Kostler, Stinkella, Freshly Cut Fruit, Jamie Big Pentagon, Montana Fauna, Adriana R, DJ Kelly Sticker Girls, You the Best, Danny Manny, Haley Nelson, Benji, Betsy, Yeah, 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 That's Everybody That's Losing Their Head, That's Everybody That's Losing Their Head, That's Everybody That's Losing Their Head, That's Everybody That's Losing Their Head. Now we gonna say goodbye to them.
Who sings like a Shaggy?
Now we gonna say goodbye to them. Oh yeah.
Second.
That's everybody that's losing their head, and yeah. And that's a scene, and that's a scene. Scene and scene.
Oh, mommy.
What a mother freaking episode.
I think I need coffee.
In, we went out, we went up, we went down, we went left, we went right.
I've been having a little bit of coffee for everybody. And it's been actually kind of helping.
And gosh, what a journey that was, that whole episode. From where we started to where we ended.
I feel like now, a different person.
And now we're here. Now I've transported through a portal and we are here. And that is that. Everybody, thank you so much. We love you. And we must say goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
And don't forget to hit that subscribe button, hit the motherfucking like button, hit that smash button, and don't forget to...
Goodbye.
Bye.